One of the better questions that I got from a client this week, yesterday a client said, isn't Wall Street ahead of Main Street? Bob, is Wall Street marching to a different drummer? How can the U.S. economy be growing at 2.4% and U.S. stocks are up 15% for the year? Is Wall Street really reflecting what's happening on Main Street, or is Main Street reflecting the truer picture of what's happening in the economy? Pretty interesting question. It takes a while to answer it, but let me take the first stab. Wall Street, of course, responds to interest rates and earnings. Wall Street is somewhat indifferent when it comes to housing, the unemployment rate, retail sales. It's really about earnings. And the hardest thing for most Americans to get their arms around is the fact now that 60% of the earnings for the S&P come from outside the United States. So I'm as interested, if not more interested, in what's happening in Brazil, India, China, Indonesia, Southeast Asia, more than just the 5% of the world's population that resides here in the USA. Earnings are being driven by the developing world. And frankly, irreversible trends as we create hundreds of millions of new folks into the middle class worldwide. So you can see earnings go up at a double-digit rate, and yet the U.S. economy is growing just barely above 2%. The other point I'll make is, and this point I think is lost on a lot of folks, that much of the increase in stock prices this year came because of an expansion of the multiples. So in English, what that means is PEs are going up. You don't need to see earnings go way up. You just need, if stock prices are going up, to expand the multiples. So you can have higher PE ratios in a low interest, low inflationary environment. Abby Joseph Cohen, way back in the 90s, made that concept popular when she was the chief strategist at Goldman Sachs. So part of what's driving these stock prices are an expansion of the multiples, and we're still barely at 15 times this year's earnings. So we spend a lot of energy looking at earnings forecasts for the year, and they're okay for this year. Next year, they're still talking about almost a 10% increase in profits. So you look at the 7.6% increase in profits this year, along with an expansion of the multiple, and that fully explains stock prices this year. So it's interesting to look at Main Street, but it's a very weak parallel. Because 60% of the profits don't come from Main Street, they come from overseas.